You're listening to SBS News.
An impulse to help a community of Yazidi Australians led Sarias Caro to pursue qualifications as a professional interpreter. The 30-year-old was part of the second wave of Yazidi refugee migration to Australia in 2016 to flee the IS terror group.
We arrived in Australia at the end of 2016, and then because we are from the Yazidi community, which is a small community here in Australia, and it is just growing up, we started helping their community. It was just volunteer and helping friends, and after we were not thinking of being an interpreter, a professional interpreter, but as we went with the community, then we got offers for working as a professional interpreter.
She's one of 18 people from linguistically diverse backgrounds who, with the help of a new scholarship, have secured interpreting qualifications from TAFE New South Wales and have also lined up work with the state government. The Multicultural New South Wales Interpreter Scholarship Program aims to deepen the pool of translators available to people in the state who speak emerging languages. The scholarship, launched in April, covers TAFE, test and mentoring-related fees. Ms. Caro speaks five languages, two Kurdish dialects, Kurdish Kurmanji and Kurdish Sorani, as well as Arabic, Turkish and English. She says she knows exactly what it's like to grapple with language barriers, having arrived in Australia 5 years ago with very limited English language skills.
I feel really happy when I help people, because just around 2 years ago, I was at the same situation that they were in, because when I came to Australia in 2016, I was asking for an interpreter, and now it is after 2 years, I can feel how they feel, and I can know what they need.
Ms. Caro participated in the program with her brother Revis. The 25-year-old says the real skill in being a professional translator is in the ability to translate and convey cultural understanding.
And you come across any situation, you have to learn from that and to improve like your skills. You definitely, it's not just about the language, you definitely need some skills to be an interpreter. How to do your job exactly, like to interpret what's being said, don't misinterpret or anything like that. You have to be very careful with it.
Ms. Caro says having professional translators empowers people in her community.
There are many people who are not able to pick up a second or a third language, and it has to be a way that they can settle in the country and they can communicate and they can do whatever they want or whatever they need, especially with them. Hospitals, it has to be a way to help them to do whatever they need by themselves without getting to their family member, friends, and in a professional way. And I believe with interpreters, everyone can do everything for themselves.
Multicultural New South Wales provides interpreting and translation services in 104 languages and dialects, including Australian Sign Language. The New South Wales government earlier this year signed off on a $650,000 four-year extension of the scholarship program. Minister for Multiculturalism John Sidoti says there's an increasing demand for the services of interpreters.
Interpreters play such a vital role in our society. By connecting people who speak languages other than English to some of our most critical services, whether it be health, education and of course legal services. There is currently a large unmet demand for interpreters from new and emerging communities right here in New South Wales. The New South Wales Interpreter Scholarship Program is ensuring new and emerging communities have the same access to qualified interpreters as more established diverse communities today.
He says the government is keen to build on the pilot's program's success and expand the next generation of interpreters.
Can I say the first 18 graduates, many of you who are here tonight, speak Assyrian, Chaldean, Burmese, Kurdish, Kurmanji and Tibetan languages. Those languages are just the start. You aren't just going to have a job. You're going to actually provide a service to your community. And for many of you, up until this course, we've had no interpreters in that space. So it's just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Chung Surin is one of five Tibetan language translators in New South Wales who also speaks Mandarin, English, Hindi and French. The 47-year-old came to Australia as a refugee in 2014, fleeing from the political situation in Tibet. He says he feels grateful to have his mother tongue embraced and honoured in Australia in a way that it's not in his home country.
It's quite exciting as well as feel honoured, because in my own country there are a lot of restrictions to use my own language. But here in Australia, we can not only freely use our own language, but the government support us to use our own language.
Mr. Surin says his experience as a refugee trying to overcome language barriers will be useful as he assists others.
For a migrant, I think it's two things important. First thing, of course, you have to keep your language, your identity. That's something really important to you. But at the same time, you need to involve, engage with the other community. For that, you need to learn the English. Then you really feel you are, well settled.
Biwak Wan, SBS News.